Here is the former coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins, a Stanley Cup champion, on Hockey Central at noon with Darren Millard, Nick Kyprios, and Doug McLean. Dan Bylsma, welcome to the program.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Very good. Thanks for taking the time for us. Have you talked to anybody around the Penguins organization about what's going through this team with the mumps? You must be, at least party has got to be glad you're not there.
I haven't. My only connection has been that they went to the hospital to visit with the kids annually, and my wife volunteers on the same floor, so she was a little nervous about going to work today. But all's clear. She's there, and I don't know if they have concerns with that visit.
Hey, Dan, as a player or even as a coach, can you recall anything ever going through your room? I mean, we've all been there with the flu, but something like this is a whole new level.
Not being involved with any of the teams and hearing how it's happened, we've asked the question, what's a vaccination and boosters and what has everyone had? And it seems just so odd to see it go through, not only teams, but the league, and how it's gone from Anaheim across the country to New York and Pittsburgh being involved now. But, there's always a situation where, players come in or are sick, and you just tell them to stay away from everybody involved. You don't come into the rink, and that's happened before with different things. I mean, even had it with infections and going through the team, and you just kind of try to stay away. But you're in such close proximity with everybody, and your water bottles and all that are a part of the team and daily living with the guys, and this one's like I've never seen.
Dan, you're still fairly close to the Penguins situation, or at least watching them play. Have they made enough changes that they're going to be a contender at playoff time? That's the measuring stick for teams like Pittsburgh and the better teams in the league. Have they changed the group enough to take a step at playoff time?
Well, the end result and the measuring stick will always be winning in the playoffs. And, they're as good a team right now as they were in the past. And teams go through different things throughout the year. And you see that almost in many different places. There are teams that had great starts and are going through a bit funk right now. But you go through so much during the year, and the Penguins are no different. They're going through a situation, the mumps aside, where they've had a significant amount of injuries, and they keep finding ways to win, and to win in different ways, win with good goaltending and Marc-Andre Fleury. But the mark of really all great teams is going to be whether you can win in the playoffs. I think that's something we're going to see down the road, but you also don't know what team you're going to have when you get there. And this team will be tested by that, just like every other great team.
Dan, outside of the changes that we've seen recently by the Penguins, does it not really come down to the guy that you just mentioned, Marc-Andre Fleury? And we know the recent struggles in the playoffs, or the dealing with a psychologist. I mean, is it really come back to if Marc-Andre can regain that form that you saw when you lifted the Stanley Cup over your head, then a lot of the problems will be solved for Pittsburgh?
Well, I think it's easy to pin it on one guy and to say that's the case, but some of the struggles Mark had, you look back to the opening series against Philadelphia. That wasn't from goalie numbers wise, Bezgalov and Fleury in that opening round. No one's going to like those numbers when you're under, when you're under 900 save percentage. But I don't think you can pin that all on the goaltender and say, well, if Marc-Andre Fleury would have played better, we would have won. But you know, that's going to be something that happens. It wasn't an issue 2 years ago, and goaltending wasn't an issue. It certainly turned to Thomas Wilkoon, but it wasn't an issue, and it wasn't why the Penguins didn't win and against the Bruins in the conference finals there. So, you know, there's certain aspects of team and playing. You just can't leave your goaltender out to dry. You just can't pin it all on your goaltender and say we're going to win if he makes, he has a .950 save percentage. And Marc-Andre Fleury's won a lot of hockey games in the regular season. He's had success in the playoffs in 08 when they lost and certainly in 09 when they won. And right now, you're looking at him right now and he's playing spectacular. He's playing maybe some of his best hockey in the regular season he's ever played. He's always won, but his numbers right now are very good. And that's part of the reason why they're a very good team right now.
Dan Bylsma is with us on Hockey Central at Noon with Darren Millard, Nick Kiprios, and Doug McClain, the Sportsnet 590 and the Sportsnet Radio and Television Networks. Not fair to ask you if you've been contacted by any teams, because obviously that impacts what teams are going through right now. So I won't put you on the spot with that one. But where are you in this whole decompression, stepping away from the game? Are you ready to get back in?
Well, I got a weekend series in Philadelphia with my son's team, so I'm ready for that. Coaching his team in Philadelphia this weekend, but you know, I've certainly stepped away from the game, and maybe the most difficult time was in September when hockey started and teams got to work in training camp, and I wasn't doing that, and that was maybe the hardest month for me was sitting around in September, and I did my best to get away from the game then, but I've certainly been able to do other things, taking a step back from the game, but at the same time, I've also taken the time to look at the game maybe in a different light and watch other teams play, watch other teams' successes, and look at the game in that regard. And it's I can tell you it's a bit odd. I when you look at the game as a coach, whether you're a head coach or an assistant coach, you're looking and scouting the game and looking at the other team as you watch as a, I guess I'm a little bit more than a fan, but you watch it as a fan in the living room. You feel totally different about the game and the teams you're watching and what they're doing. And it gives you a different perspective. And I'm certainly stepped back. I'm not necessarily, ready to get to the game tomorrow, but I'm certainly going to get back in at some point in time and look to be a coach again.
And just going back to the Pens and Sidney Crosby, I mean, you watch him at playoff time. He goes 14 games without a goal. You see, and you, when you were on the bench, you saw amazing frustration, whether it was a Bruins series, a Philly series, whatever series it was. Has he put that, do you believe that he can put that behind him? And is it help on the line? Is it him maturing? He's a heck of a player, the best player in the world, but for whatever reason, his frustration level seems to go to a whole new level at playoff time.
Well, I think the spotlight is highly pinpointed at playoff time. For him, it's tough to get away from the media cameras from 10 different outlets at playoff times. I think, Sid is all about winning. He wants to win desperately, and the frustration, you can see it on a camera. I think it's easy for people to look at and say, look, he's getting frustrated, or, he's gotten hit by Stall in New York series or whatnot, but he's all about winning, and that's what he's trying to do, whether it's a regular season or playoff time. And I think he's won at so many different levels. He's won a Stanley Cup, he's won a gold medal, he's come through in those situations, and when he doesn't, the spotlight's a little bit greater. But I know he's all about winning, and that's where he's focused, and that's where he's going. And sometimes that frustration comes out But he's been there. He's done it. He's going to do it again, I believe. And I think the camera's still going to be there, though. I think the spotlight gets even greater in the playoff time. And it's easy for all of us who aren't in the game to sit around and look at a camera and pinpoint one or two plays. But, you know, in the Columbus series last year, there was a lot of that talk. At the end of the series, you win the series, and he's still got 6 or 7 points. Yeah. And people are somehow talking about how he's not playing very well. A lot of guys would like to have 6 or 7 points in a playoff series and advance on.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, I want to get back to a comment you just made a little earlier, how you wanted to step back and look at things from a coaching perspective. Is it more complicated today than even when you broke into the league when it comes to coaching today? We hear more about analytics, about, you know, various stats that can change the way you look at the game. Is it more complicated if and when you come back to coach than it was when you first broke in?
Well, I think I started thinking about coaching about 6 years into my playing career, so... I think it is much different. I think there's a lot more involved in a lot of aspects of the coaching and what coaches do and how they coach. I think the analytics side of it, it's great to decipher. From my standpoint now, it's maybe a little easier to decipher analytics and talk about them and watch the game right now than it would have been last year at this time when you're in the middle of the game and you can talk about zone entries and possession times and some of the other analytics that are out there. I've had a pretty good time just looking at some of those things and looking at different teams and how they talk about and how the analytics compare to those teams. And I think sometimes you can say, oh, the workload's too great for the goaltender right now and in a short span of things. But when you're in the middle of it, you're building your team and how you play, you're building your team and how you have success. And I think that's a much different thing now than it was 25 years ago when I was playing. It's just a much different thing for the coaches, I think, now. And you see that in a lot of the way guys are coaching their teams and some of the coaches that we have on our teams.
Before we let you go, we all have fans in our various industries, players like watching other players. What's a coach that you like to watch now that you're sitting back and you're watching games?
A coach I like to watch. I think
watch a coach work a game.
Yeah, you do. I think I don't think there's one or two that I particularly like to watch. I think when I coached against Mike Babcock a lot, and I probably don't want him to necessarily hear this, but you get a sense of a rhythm of how he's going to coach the game and who he's going to put on the ice and the lines he's going to put on the ice. And you look at other coaches in the league to say, how do they manage their bench? How do they go with their lines? What type of flow do they like in the game? And, I've watched a fair amount of hockey. You get a sense that, hey, I watch this coach tomorrow night coach a game, and I can predict what lines he's going to put out based on what I've seen him coach the last 5 or 6 games. So you get a feel of how they coach, how they put their lines out, who they tend to go to, how they like to get their top line, their checking line out on the ice. And you kind of get a sense of that. I said Mike Babcock because I coached quite a bit against him in the years that I coached the Penguins. Training camp, we played 2 games against him, 4 games against him in the year, playoff series against him, so you get that sense. And so you kind of look to see how they employ their lines, how they do it, how they come back with after goals, how they get their top line out, when they get them out, and get a better sense for that now than I do, I guess, I think, in the regular season when you're going from game to game.
Are the Leafs going to make the playoffs since you've studied it so much?
I think the Leafs, I always, going into this year, I thought the Leafs were a playoff team, and I think they will. They are going to make the playoffs.
Hey, Mac is fired a coach occasionally on this show. So in saying that, what are the odds that we're going to see Dan Bylsma back in the league within 12 months as a coach? Give us some odds.
Well, Mac's doing the hiring and firing, so you should ask.
I've got you on a couple lists.
12 months? Yeah. Will we see you back next year?
I certainly think that would be the case. I certainly want it to be the case.
Send me a note the first of the week how you made out in Philly this weekend, and I'll readjust your chances.
Okay. Well, we were 3-2 last weekend, and I'm hoping for at least that in Philly with my son.
You have a chance in Edmonton then if you're 3-2.
appreciate catching up with you. It's been too long.
Thanks, guys.
There's Dan Bilesman.